Hey, welcome to the 10 minutes of talk, testify, and prayer. I need to write this down. I'm going to write down talk, testify, pray. Anyways, welcome. Good morning. God bless you. Thank you for just taking a few minutes with us. A lot of things I want to cover today just before we pray. One thing is that we're going to be having a healing service. I'm going to put this up for you. It's on a little ticker here. You can register today for it. It'll be at the end of this month, March 31st, and it's going to be in the evening on a Friday at 8 p.m. And we're going to have you can just view it wherever you're watching right now on social media. But if you want to be part of the interaction, if you want to be a part of the prayer request or questions you might have, and the way we're going to run it is the people that register, I think we have 250 available seats for people to register. It's free, and you'll be in the chat room, and we can chat with you back and forth, and get your prayer requests, and then we'll pray for you. Just like we're going to pray for some prayer requests today that I have. So that's one thing. That's one thing I want to make sure you got. And the second thing I want to make sure you get is, I'm going to let this run one more time, is that you can make an appointment with me for prayer, and we're going to have that up during the broadcast. We'll have that up so you can do it. Welcome to my home. Welcome to my area that I pray. This is the chair that I sit in to pray when I pray. And when I pray all the time, and I'm always praying, but when I got to reach, when I got to do something, I have to sit in this chair. And when I was sick, I got back from a cruise. My wife wanted to, this last year, beginning of the year of 2022, I was not feeling well, had fever, wasn't coughing or anything, just had a high temperature. I'd work a little bit. And then I started to feel, you know, little tired. So I would go lay down, and I would lay down in this chair. I sit it out, and, you know, it extends as a full recliner, and I'm sitting there and praying. I took this Bible, took it to Matthew 15:31. If you read it from verse 1 to 3, I read it before to you. Matthew 15:31, where Jesus sat down, and people were dropped to him on his feet. The many translations, I mean, if you hear me preach this, it's one of my favorite sermons to preach. Many translations of how God touched, God healed. Anyone that was dropped in front of him, Jesus healed him. So I sat there and said, Lord, Matthew 15:29-31, Lord, I am laying at your feet. I am sitting down at your feet. I stood in this chair and I prayed. And I said, Lord, you've healed many people. My temperature got pretty high in those 2 days, but the next day I did the same thing. I worked a little bit in the morning, and then I went lay down the rest of the day, sat down in my chair, and eventually got to my bed, and I crashed there for a little bit. In the middle of the night, it all broke. I was healed. My body was not sick anymore, and I felt stronger the next day, like nothing. I went, hey, let's go eat. I'm hungry for a hamburger. Let's go get a hamburger. So I got a hamburger. But what I'm saying is, this is where I meet the Lord when I really need to meet the Lord in prayer. And I'm opening it up to you. I'm opening it up to you to be a blessing. I'm opening it up to you to help your life. And I have to say this, and I think I surprised one or two pastors. I was at lunch one time, different times with these pastors. I said, I have a place I pray. I have a place, I have an altar for God. This is my altar for God. I've always had one. Even when I was renting a house way back when I was young, it had a huge closet, so I made a little altar in there, put my Bible and everything in there, and I sat. That was my prayer closet. I prayed. You have to have a place to pray. But today, with the kids that are grown all around the house all the time, they're all young adults. They're college or finished college in there, and they come home, they stay home, they go. And it's like my altar has to be this chair. And they know this chair, this is Dad's chair, this is Dad's prayer chair. You don't eat on it. You don't do anything else on it. You can sit on it, but no. You sit in this chair, you know this is where I sit with God. And I think I shared with you last time, and I don't know, but you can't see it, but there's gold on the walls. When I pray in this chair, I've seen sparkles of gold come on the wall as well. And that's just a wonder of the Lord. And I have a book coming out, Book of Wonders, or something like that. And it's going to be talking about that kind of stuff. But let me put this one too. This is another thing. So I want you to schedule a time to call me. We can do this through Zoom or through online, through conference call. A video chat. We'll figure a way to get a hold of you. But that number right there is a number that you can call, text, or whatever. We'll get back with you. We'll schedule time. As time permits, I will take as many many prayer appointments as I can. I have a just in my heart, it's like I want to have a place that people can come and just like just an office that they come in and visit with them and they pray. I pray for them and go. I have healing services. Yes, I traveled the globe, literally. I can say that. Went all the way to Dubai in October and Nicaragua, a place I haven't been, and Germany. And we see miracles every place. But why? You know, why can't I just have an office? My morning beverage, water. I drink a lot of water. I stay hydrated because when I pray, I sweat so much. And for people, even though we're not going to get to that level today, but I would love a place just to pray for you I see it in my spirit, just people waiting, you know, and just coming in and praying for them. So you don't have to wait for me to hold the healing service on March 31st. You don't have to wait for this just for me to come to your church or hold an event live somewhere at a church in Hawaii or at a place in South Africa. I'm still going to go to those places, but I'm saying why I'm here and why I'm not traveling, come by. Let me lay hands on you. Let's let God move, because God moves. Oh, I can give you testimony after testimony after testimony of people that just got healed just when we met. And I'm going to give you two things coming from my new book. I have one book called Igniter. I should have a banner for that. I have my book, Igniter of Faith. If you don't have that book, you should get that. But two testimonies real quick. One, we have a ministry we do, and that is for it's a cruise that we take. Several people come, whether you need help in your marriage, your finances, your healing. We just come. We just pray. We just believe God's going to do it. Similar to this. We go on a 5-7-day cruise, and we enjoy ourselves, and we meet a couple of times, and usually for dinner. But what I want to tell you is this, that a lady came into our service, came into the prayer meeting, and a friend of mine brought her. And when she brought her, we met in the elevator. And when we met in the elevator, I was like, I see my friend that I know, all of Elizabeth, all the way from, she's from Nigeria, but she lives in Chicago, and she brought her friend Cindy for this trip. And I met Elizabeth years back in a healing service in Los Angeles, one of my services. And this wonderful woman of faith brought her friend for her healing. Well, I met her friend and I shook her hand and said, welcome. I'll see you tonight for dinner. You'll enjoy yourself. Now the odds of running into someone in a boat, in a ship, on this the first day you're coming in is pretty slim odds. You know, I've ran into two people that I've known that were part of the cruise, in 3 or 4 cruises that I actually ran to them instantly. Well, this lady shook her hands. That night we went to dinner. Everybody there, telling everybody where they're from, what they're doing, and how they are. And then this lady comes to her, and she actually shares her. She goes, well, I came here. I'm so-and-so's friend, and I came here just to enjoy the cruise and get healed. But I think I cut in line. I think I cut in line because when I shook Dr. Yan's hand, and I've been having arm problems for years, and I've had to have surgery on my right arm, and soon as Dr. Yan shook my hands, God healed me. So I don't know if I cut in line, or I don't know if I broke the rules, but I'm healed. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. That's amazing. Let's just shake someone's hands, and they're healed. Another person in Mexico, I was finished praying, eating tacos at my friend Daniela's mother's house, and we're chowing down. It's afterwards, about an hour or two after service, and all of a sudden, lady just starts jumping up and down. When I was showing pictures of places I've been to my friends on my phone, everybody's crowding around me looking at the pictures. This one lady reached on my shoulder and just kind of leaned in and looked at the picture. And the minute she touched my shoulder, she started jumping around. Well, it's all in Spanish. My Spanish is not good. No bueno. And she's over there jumping around. And as she's jumping around, someone comes in that speaks English and starts translating to me. that she had eye problems. And the minute she touched my shoulder, her eyes were healed and she can see clearly. God is good. So I tell you this, that you don't have to be in service. You don't have to be where I'm at. God can touch you anywhere. God can touch you anywhere. And I see this all the time. And I'm grateful to have those two testimonies and many other testimonies that we put in my new book. But you got to get my first book, Igniter of Faith, and I should have a little thing. But this is really not a promotional thing, although all these banners are going and spend time with you. Let's pray. We have some prayer requests. And we're going to, prayers are going to take but a couple minutes. I know you're busy. Let me find the prayer request. I have Miss Laura sent a prayer request in, and she needs healing from her diabetes. And she's believing to lose weight and walk and more. And her son, who's a firefighter in Mission, Texas, has flat feet. So let's pray for her. Father, we pray right now for Laura and everyone else that is watching. We pray and believe right now that their healing is here, that their anointing is here, that you are here right now. Father, for this son that has a firefighter and has flat feet, we lift them up together right now that he is healed. Who, in Jesus' name. And Father, this diabetes to be gone from my friend Laura. And Father, for her weight to come down and her legs get strength, and she starts walking little bit by little bit, and she's healed from every disease and every infirmity. And everyone that is here, we believe the same thing in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, we believe it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, just like this, let me clear all this off the screen before I let you go. And that is this. God is good. Let me see if I can get up a little. God is good all the time. Remember that. Remember that God is good. All right, God bless you. Thank you for spending 10 to 12 minutes here with me. And see you tomorrow morning. God bless.